Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. A new rental unit built in Coburg promised to provide affordable housing. The developer, Balder Corporation, constructed 71 units at the corner of William Street and University Avenue. It received a $15 million loan from the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, or CMHC. For this, it would provide 15 affordable units. It also received support from Coburg Council from its Community Improvement Program, or CIP. This provides numerous incentives, including grants, tax breaks, and reduction of fees. Its purpose is to create affordable housing. Over 3 years, the town has spent $540,000 on the program. Recently, Balder was in the spotlight at town council. Concerns were raised over the number of affordable units. Balder met its affordable housing criteria of 15 units under the CMHC guidelines. However, town staff said the developer only met its criteria on 4 units under the town's definition of affordable housing. The town's criteria is different than CMHC. In this interview, you will hear Director of Planning Ann Taylor-Scott and Treasurer Ian Davey explain what happened, why there are differences, and how Council decided to approve the CIP despite the differences. I'm so pleased to have with me today Ian Davey, Town Treasurer for Coburg, and Ann Taylor-Scott, the Director of Planning for the Town of Coburg. Welcome both to Consider This.
Good morning, Rob.
Can we begin with a very brief, simple outline of what the community improvement plan is? Let's start with you, Anne. Could you just explain it in layman's terms?
Sure. Thank you, Rob. So a community improvement plan is a tool offered under the Planning Act, and it is a funding tool for specific programs. And in this case, for the town of Coburg, it's an affordable and rental housing community improvement plan. And that was approved in 2021. So the affordable and rental housing CIP, in its short form, offers a various toolbox of funding programs. There's quite a number, and it is intended to incentivize rental housing projects in addition to secondary units, emergency and transitional housing, and affordable housing projects within the town of Coburg.
Ian, how much money is allotted to the program?
Rob, so it started with a budget allocation in 2020. So there's been $165,000 in 2020, $250,000 in 2021, and another $125,000 in 2022. So altogether, about $540,000 has been allocated by council over those 3 budget years.
And how does it act as a tool to promote affordable housing in general?
Sure. So the Community Improvement Plan document goes into a lot of details on the various programs that can be eligible for funding. So there's a great list of what those programs are, and I'll just run through those quickly. And on an annual basis, we encourage the development community to apply for funding under these various different programs. So there's a rental housing planning and building fee waiver program. There's a cash in lieu of parking program. There's a development charge grant program, a property tax increment grant program. There's also very similar programs for secondary units, whether that's an apartment in house or a coach house, and similar programs for emergency and transitional housing. So essentially building permit, planning application fee waiver programs, And also construction grants and loans. So on an annual basis, we reach out to the development community based on funding approval in the budget, and we encourage applicants to apply should they have a project that meets the criteria. Then we sit down as a group of staff and the evaluation committee, and we score the applicants and the applications based on meeting the criteria contained in the CIP document. So this is we're coming up onto our third year of application intake. We had the first intake in 2021, and the successful applicant was the Balder Corporation for their building at the southwest corner of University and William. Last year in 2022, Trinity Group and their project was a successful proponent to receive funding, as well as a selection of secondary units, apartment and houses and coach houses that also received funding, which was great news. We have yet to open the funding application window for 2023, but we anticipate over the next few months that application window will open. So it's a very robust CIP. There's various types of programs that a proponent can apply under, and certainly with budget approval and the money set aside from council to fund these projects, it's an opportunity to incentivize those various key housing types that are identified in the CIP, like rental housing, like secondary units, like affordable housing, and like transitional housing.
Sure. Ian, when did Balder first approach the town in regards to its development proposal?
Rob, I think it would go back to either 2019 or 2020. It would have been shortly after the, not this most recent municipal election, but the one before that, when affordable housing and rental housing in general first became a high interest topic in the community. And there was both of these projects, this one and the Trinity Housing Project, were also being put forward at that time as rental housing to increase the rental stock in the town of Coburg. And that's what actually led to the creation of the CIP program, the actual background study, because it became very apparent that the municipality was quite limited in the sort of assistance that they could provide to a private corporation or individual in terms of without running afoul of the bonusing provisions within the Municipal Act. And so that led to, if the municipality really wanted to assist with these type of things, that there needed to be the creation of the CIP project. So as to how much prior to that, the Balder group, you know, I'm sure it dates back further than that they were actually acquiring land and doing all their work to lead up to the project. But it would have been either probably 2019, early 2019.
When did the company decide it wanted to apply for the community improvement program? In other words, when did the planning department and other departments within the town start to interact with Balder in regards to the community improvement program?
Yeah, so we had a funding window open for the 2021 year for funding through the CIP, and this was the first year that funding was available following the approval of the CIP document itself. So we had four applications, Balder being one of them. And so that application came in mid to late 2021. And the application was for a rental building with a component of affordable housing units in that facility. So at the time, they indicated there would be upwards of 15 affordable housing units, with the balance of the building being rental. So in total, there's 71 dwelling units. It was never intended to be a full-on all 71 units affordable housing. There was only to be a component of affordable housing units. So their application in 2021 did indicate that they would meet not only the CMHC threshold of affordability, but also the town and the County of Northumberland's definition of affordability. The challenging piece of the definition of affordability is that there's numerous definitions out there by differing organization, differing levels of government on what is defined as affordable housing. So to complicate matters, CMHC has a different definition of affordable housing, different from the province of Ontario when they defined affordable housing in 2023, and different again from the town of Cobourg and the Northumberland County definition of affordable housing. So
can we just explore that a little bit further to really understand the differences? Because I know this is something that a lot of things hinge on, is this definition of what is affordable. Now, there's already been a very clear outline, you said, for Canadian Mortgage Housing Corporation, CMHC, their definition of affordable, which the company representatives have said they've met. How is the town's definition different?
Right. So if you, the CMHC definition of affordable housing defines an affordable development as one where at least 20% of the units have rents below 30% of the median total income of all families for the area.
Oh, wow. So that sounds really complicated. Is there any way to say that a little more simply that we might all understand a bit better?
So in CMHC's position, they would look at the median total income of all families in the Cobourg area, and rents would have to be below 30% of that median income for families in the town of Cobourg.
So everybody that lives here, we all have an income. They look at that, and it could be from millionaires to people living in poverty. And they take somewhere in the middle, they take a number, and that number is supposed to represent what you call the median or the middle income. And then it's 30% of that goes towards housing. Have I explained that right?
Right, rents below that 30% threshold. So for easy math, if the median total income is, say, $100,000 for the area, then rents would have to be below that 30% threshold, and then but only 20% of the units in that development would have to meet that threshold. So it's not that all of the units would have to meet the definition of affordability, but only 20% of the units in the entire building.
Okay, so that's the CMHC.
Right.
And so what would that mean to Balder? They would have to have how many units to meet that threshold?
So to receive the CMHC funding, and the CMHC funding is, just to be clear, it's a construction loan that Balder has obtained. So they have, of the 71, they have 15 units that have to meet the CMHC criteria.
And that was a $15 million construction loan that they received, I believe. Is that correct?
I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
All right. And I'd come back to you, and now let's talk about the definition of affordable housing for the town. How is that structured?
Sure. So the town's and the county's definition of affordable housing is more stringent, more rigorous than both the CMHC definition and the province's definition of affordability. And this definition was created at the time of when both the town and the county were doing and completing their affordable housing strategies. So affordable rental housing is the least expensive of a unit which the rent does not exceed 30% of the gross annual household income for low and moderate households, or a unit for which the rent is at or below the average market rent of a unit in the regional market area. So again, very complex. The county does post these rents on an annual basis because they calculate it annually. Because as you know, income, household size, market areas are changing and are quite fluid. So to assist this process, they do issue what these average market rents are based on unit size. Again, not there's not one rent per affordable unit. It depends on the size, the number of bedrooms, and so on. So
Ian, without that town's support, the money would not have been possible for CMHC to give them the loan. Is that correct? In other words, without the CIP, Balder would not have been able to get its funding from the federal government.
My understanding, Rob, is that with these projects, there's an application process that any individual corporation group have to go through with CMHC in order to be eligible for their funding. And all the applications are rated and ranked and approved by CMHC, depending on a point system that they have. And one of the criteria is the participation of other levels of government. So I believe that, it was probably critical to their application that they could check that box to say, yes, the municipality is participating in this in some form.
Ian, what was promised?
Rob, I believe that in the initial conversations that it would have been the 15 units probably that would have met the affordable definition, because again, that's what they had to have based on a 71 unit building. That to hit the 20%, they needed to have that 15 unit threshold. So that was certainly their intention at the start, and that was the number that was discussed, was the 15 affordable units.
So building on that, then the construction went ahead. The building is complete. Now, when did the town staff learn that the status of the affordable units? When did that come to light?
Yeah, so in their application form, to Ian's point, they did indicate that they would be meeting both the town and the county's definition. So when the committee and staff evaluated the application, that was the understanding at the time. We were not informed otherwise. We were basing our evaluation on the application form. And that was presented to council last fall for their approval and endorsement of funding. Now, shortly after that, when the building began to become occupied and they were marketing the units, we had a number of questions and inquiries as to the affordability of the units and some serious concerns about, how is this an affordable rental building? And we knew it was only a portion of the units, but we started to dig a little deeper in consultation with Balder. And that's when it became more clear to us that through COVID and construction costs and the time of when they applied to when they started to occupy, the shift in average market rents happened, and they were no longer intent on meeting the town or the county's definition, but were relying on the CMHC definition, and that was binding them for their construction loan program. So that is when it came to light to staff was late last fall, early in 2023, when we learned that there was about a $400 to $500 a month discrepancy per unit thereabouts between the town's definition and the CMHC definition.
Ian, what, if anything, could the town do?
Well, Rob, I think it went back to council. Council listened to the proponents. The representatives of Balder came and presented, and I guess at that point in time, council and the previous council had made commitments to the project in terms of funding some of these soft costs, if you will. I think council could have made a decision that night to, and there was considerable debate to, restrict the funding, to cut it back. To there was conversation of doing some sort of, ratio based on four affordable units or whatever the number was out of instead of 15. But in the end, council decided not to do that. What kind of message would that have sent to any other builder or developer coming forward who had received commitments all the way along, as we said, dating back to 2019 from the town to assist with these projects? I'm not sure it would have sent a positive message, and to what the town is trying to achieve with the CIP program is to encourage this development in the, especially in the rental units and also with the affordable units. So, could council, I think council could have decided to cut back the funding or restrict the funding. At the end of the day, the council decision was to, stay consistent with the funding. And so that's how we're moving forward.
Has any of this resulted in a review of the CIP program and its criteria?
It's important to remember, and I think the developer in their presentation to council mentioned it as well, that they, CMHC is no different than any other lender. The building owner operator have to be able to demonstrate to CMHC that they have a financially viable project. And so they have to present their financial statements, their projections, to be able to show that this building is going to produce enough revenue on an annual basis to cover their expenses, to pay their debts, to repay the CMHC portion of the loan, all those sorts of things. So that really, puts them in a bit of a constraint in that, as much as they would very much, I'm sure, like to be community-minded citizens and keep the rents as reasonable as possible, they still have to be able to demonstrate profitability of the project. So I think that's, going forward, one of the things to keep in mind about projects such as this.
Were there any lessons learned from this situation? Were there any takeaways?
Yeah, the one thing to keep in mind is that at a staff level, we are working to implement the approved community improvement plan. And parts of that incentivize rental housing at market rents, as you see in many of the units in the Balder building. Certainly, the CIP does endeavor to incentivize affordable units as well. Those are sometimes more difficult to achieve, looking at it through the developer's lens. And I think the main takeaway is that having a purpose-built rental in Coburg is a win, and it does fill a niche in the housing continuum and housing offering of different types and rent tenures and different price points. And it does fill a niche. The alternative, and what we see with many developments, is they wish to come in and build a condo and create a condominium and sell those units and walk away. And and that does provide a challenge for housing affordability when you think about future tenants needing to secure a mortgage and to actually purchase those units. So while the Balder building does not provide 71 affordable units, that would be utopia, it does fill a niche and a need in the Coburg housing market. Key takeaways for the CIP is to really understand the varying definitions of affordability, and for better or for worse, the various definitions by differing organizations and different entities does make the program more complicated, and it does make it more challenging. And at the end of the day, affordability is subjective as well, which is something that we can't lose sight of, and always to be mindful of. What is affordable for you and I isn't affordable for everyone. And but at the same time, certain rental units are affordable to someone. So we keep trying to encourage affordable housing developments, and I know there'll be more coming online all the time. But in this case, the Balder building, in my opinion, does fill a housing need within the town of Cobourg as a purpose-built rental with some affordable housing units.
And some people might look at what has happened and say the town's screwed up. What would you say to those people?
No, I think we are implementing the community improvement plan, and we took which, as mentioned, incentivizes rental housing as much as affordable housing units. That is the basis of the approved community improvement plan. The staff report that recently went forward was an effort to clarify exactly the level of affordability and what definition the Balder building is meeting, and it in my opinion made a great effort on clarifying exactly what the rents are and what definition and what criteria of affordability the building is meeting, to be clear and transparent with the community as well.
Ian Davey and Taylor Scott, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
That was Ann Taylor Scott, Director of Planning and Development, and Ian Davey, the Town Treasurer. To get the full story from the perspective of Balder Corporation, you can go to the March 20th regular council meeting. There you will find a video on the town's website to watch a delegation of representatives from the company. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.